Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Laura Lacey with me from Angelo Appraisals, and we're going to talk about the appraisal process, which is kind of a confusing mess right now, so hopefully she can get some enlightenment on that. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. The Angelo Appraisals, you're right there on Knickerbocker.
Yes, I'm on Knickerbocker, 5118 Knickerbocker Road. The name of my business is Angelo Appraisals.
Cool. Now let's talk a little bit about appraisals, because appraisals, they have changed so much in the last couple of years. I know, like, what we can do and what we can't do. Let's start off, first off, could somebody just call you direct and hire you for an appraisal?
Absolutely. If you're thinking about putting your house on the market and you don't want to use a realtor, you just want to do it for sale by owner.
Forget she said that.
You can get an appraisal and find out what the market value of your home might be.
Okay. But where this has changed, like if you're going to buy a house or sell a house, let's talk about how that process is working out. Because before I could call you and say, hey, Laura, I got a house we got under contract. I need an appraisal on ASAP. Or the bank could engage you. That's a whole different process now. And I know it's taking longer, and that's what's confusing people. Can you explain that?
Right. There, when you purchase a house through a bank, you need an appraisal. And the bank, your lender, will order the appraisal. You do not have to call the appraiser yourself. And now they have it on a rotation to keep everything independent and at arm's length. There's a rotation of a list of appraisers to keep everything on the up and up. And I will come out. I will measure the outside of your home. I will take pictures of every room on the inside. Sometimes I'll crawl in the attic. That's for an FHA appraisal. Sometimes I'll have to take pictures of the crawl space. And
Do you actually crawl under the houses?
No, I don't.
I don't blame you.
I just stick my arm in there. I'm not that brave. There's too many critters in West Texas. So, but then I will look at comparable sales in the neighborhood. And we try and only go 6 months back. That's the preferable range. And I will look preferably within your immediate subdivision or addition. And then I will extend it out preferably to a mile. If it's a suburban area like Wall or Christoval, Dove Creek, I'll go out. I can extend the search parameter to 10 miles. And then if it's a really, really rural area, we're talking, you know, Schlacker County, Starling County, Concho, Menard, Reagan, I will be able to extend the search parameters out a little bit further, especially if it's a unique property.
Okay. And when you say unique, what you want is properties that are similar to each other.
That's right. As similar as possible.
Okay. When she talked, let's go back up a little bit. She talked about the rotation process. Before, the bank could actually contact the appraiser. Now they contact a third-party entity, which then contacts the appraiser, which there's a lapse there.
Yes, most banks use appraisal management companies right now. Some banks still will hire us directly. They'll just call us directly. But you still have to be on their list.
As long as it's an in-house loan.
Right.
But if it's a third party, if it's a conventional or an FHA or VA, the reason I'm saying this is people get all, so, well, hadn't the appraiser even been out there yet? Well, maybe they hadn't even been assigned yet. So it's not all throwing it on the back of the appraiser. We like to blame y'all for everything.
That's right.
But in this case, there's a gap there. Now, what came up too, and I had a question on, so you do your appraiser, and it's for an FHA or conventional, and then all of a sudden it has to go from a review. So they said, well, Scott, the appraiser is finished, but now it's going to be another 2 weeks because it's for a review. Explain that to us.
Well, the appraisals are normally reviewed by someone that also has their appraisal license within the appraisal management company, and they will look for the typical red flags that come up. You know, is this market value over the neighborhood's predominant value, or is this house an over improvement for the neighborhood? Because you don't want to be the biggest house in the neighborhood. You don't want to be a 5,000 square foot house when all the other houses are 2,000 square feet. Those are just red flags for the lender. The lender wants to know, how risky is this loan? They want to protect their money. So that's basically what an appraisal is all about. Your house has to appraise for at least the amount that the bank is lending you or the contract price of the house.
Well, let's clarify that. Admit or appraise for the sales price, because most banks won't do 100% loan.
Right.
They'll do whatever's less, either the sales price or the appraisal. So if the appraisal comes in low, that's when you get called those ugly names in then.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. What happens then?
Well, I will look at the data again and see if I can dig up any other comparable. I might email all the other appraisers in town and say, do you know of any for sale by owner transactions that I might know about? Because Texas is a non-disclosure state. When you sell your home in Texas, you do not have to disclose to the state how much you paid on your deed. Most deeds in Texas say for $10 and other considerations. So we had to just I'll contact other appraisers and I'll look at it again. And I want to help the homeowner. I want to help them buy their dream home. I do not want to be the one that's busting up the deal. So I will take another look at it and make sure I didn't miss something, because I don't want to be the one that busts up the deal.
Well, and I know as a realtor, I appreciate that a bunch, and so do the homeowners. And that you take the time to say, hey, you know what? If there's something out there I don't know or I haven't found, let me know, because we can use it.
Sure.
Which that's a great thing. It's much appreciated, I promise. But let's talk about the process. You were talking about the houses. So we have two houses. Southland's an easy one to appraise. So what you have them, kind of, if you can do the process, I know, like if it has a fireplace, it's so. If it has a swimming pool, if it doesn't, how do you work? Do your worksheet for everybody, if you would.
Well, what I do is I take, you know, 3 to 5 comparables. I put them in a sales comparison grid, and then I will take every attribute of the comparable and compare it to our subject house. So say the comparable sale has a fireplace and the subject does not. Well, I would adjust it. I would adjust the sale price of the comparable to indicate the loss of the fireplace. So, and then I would take all the adjusted amounts from all the comparables and look at those and decide how much weight I wanted to put on each comparable sale. You know, sometimes I put equal weight on each comparable sale. Sometimes I weight more than another one because it's closer to the subject, either geographically or it's closer in comparable attributes, or it just had less adjustments period. So I might weight them differently. And then I'll come up with an estimated market value. And I want to clarify something. Market value is different than assessed value. I am an independent third-party appraiser. I'm not the tax collector. I'm not the county appraiser. So what I do is not reported to the Tom Green County Appraisal District. It's between myself and the lender and the borrower. So you're not going to get, your taxes are not going to be raised. So don't worry about that.
From yours. But the tax assessors, they do have sources of getting this stuff. I tell people when you look at a house, and Laura's just being careful. She didn't want to be the tax person. I don't blame her for that. But just, folks, this is just coming from me. When you buy a house and you go, well, look at the house. This house, is the taxes are so low. Well, maybe they skipped that house for the last 3 or 4 years. They're going to get the new value, maybe not that year, but the next year. So don't buy a house based on those taxes. Our rate's like 2.26. Is that pretty close?
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. And just whatever you paid for it, figure that, and you're going to be safe. You may get a little couple of years or a year break, but don't count on that because it's going to come. And we have a great market right now. Let's talk a little bit, and I asked you the question earlier, I don't really answer, but I know it's hard for the appraisers because you'll have old data. Well, right now we have a great market. We've had it for several years. Prices are going up. So you have this house, and my hardest thing, I just sold a house 2 weeks ago. We listed it. I had 5 offers in the second day we had it listed. All 3 of them were over full price. So the seller's just elated. He's thinking, I listed it too cheap. Well, we didn't. It's just the market's that way. And the appraisal actually came in low. Not a lot, but just a little bit. So now I'm having to explain to him. That's where I'm putting you on the spot here to help me. He goes, now how can I have all these offers? And now you're telling me this appraisal's low. How do we deal with that?
Well, the problem is, Scott, that appraisals are based on past data. It's historical true. Sales. So how do you reflect that in an appraisal report and improving market? Well, you can look at the trends and you can make adjustments for those trends. It's called a time adjustment. So
I just learned something. I did not know that.
Yeah, a time adjustment. So if you can show that the market has appreciated 3% over the past 3 months, then you can make an adjustment, a positive adjustment.
Well, what do you think the market's appreciated the last year?
I would say 3 to 5%. It depends on neighborhood.
Yeah. And the hottest neighborhood still probably Southwest as far as values going up.
Sure.
Because right now, how are we going to deal with this? I just looked up. There's 72 new houses on the market right now. 55 of them were started in Bentwood just recently. How are we going to absorb that? Do you have any feel for that?
I mean, I think everything is, you know, the oil and gas boom has helped us a lot, but there has been some hype that hasn't really, you know, things have kind of slowed down a little bit.
I told people, they said, well, you know, the new apartments they just put in, that, you know, one of the old companies would take it 400 rooms. Well, they didn't, or 400 apartments, and they didn't, but they did take 200.
Yeah.
So anyway, you look at it, there's a deal there, and it's still coming.
Yeah.
In fact, just came back from Austin, and the economists are saying, Scott, y'all haven't seen nothing yet. So we'll see how it goes. And I hope the problem you're having with the appreciating appraisals is getting more and more and more so for everybody here.
It is.
But even like Midland, see, I also talk about Austin, Midland, because we're having a hard time here. Nothing like them. But when you're having 10, 15, 20% inflation in house prices in a year, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.